Hello, this is John Wilkes, Chief Executive of the Institute of Health and Social Care Management, and this is my editorial podcast for Friday, March the 15th. PATH. I feel very fortunate to live where I do, having immediate access to miles and miles of walking routes, footpaths and bridleways, covering areas of the South Wales rural countryside and coastline. The Wales Coastal PATH is a fabulous experience. The routes themselves are cared for by a dedicated group of enthusiasts who regularly set out with building materials in rucksacks and wheelbarrows so that they can mend stiles, install gates, and generally make sure that the footpaths are well maintained and accessible. It's a constant programme of renovation, and there'll be something similar going on where you live, I hope, irrespective of whether your home is in a city centre or rural village. Having well-maintained, safe and reliable paths and walkways is a vital component in all of our lives. The other day I was enjoying a regular walk near my home when I came upon a small group of the renovation devotees attending to a stile that had collapsed as the effects of the wet winter and regular use had overwhelmed the original structure. They were cheerfully embedding new support posts and preparing to screw on the crossing plinth, having been made aware of the problem by a walker a couple of weeks previously. The spirit of community and helpfulness was fantastic. They just got on and fixed stuff that needed fixing. They did it in a responsible, wholehearted manner and with a considerable focus on quality and walker safety. Their work is rarely commented upon, and they're all volunteers, but my goodness, what a positive difference they make to the walking environment. Their efforts chimed again with me when I was talking recently to one of our members in the West Midlands, who was bringing me up to speed on mental health provision in the acute hospital where she works. I suspect that several of you reading this will be obliged to undertake something very similar where you work, so please bear with me. Insofar as I can see, it's the equivalent of obliging the community walking path volunteers to submit themselves and their work to a full-scale regulatory and inspection regime, but one where no one has set out what the compliance steps are. You'll all know that single-issue patients are rare in our health and social care provision. Many present with multiple conditions and a wealth of complications that we're obliged to figure out how to respond to. Throw into this mental health illness and the stakes go up very considerably. Most acute hospitals are now having to register as mental health providers for this very reason, and it is enormously complicated. The Care Quality Commission have their fingers of compliance and inspection all over it, and you can very well understand, therefore, how demanding the process of demonstrating compliance is. And that's before we get to the business of actually delivering right care, right person solutions. Consider, for example, that a patient presents at your accident and emergency unit and is showing signs of mental health trauma. Under Section 136 of the Mental Health Act, you're obliged to take them to a place of safety for assessment. And remember, this is as well as whatever physiological condition they've presented with. What processes do you have in place if they abscond? How do you safely and effectively monitor them? Which other agencies do you liaise with? How do you arrange safe transportation if required? Who's responsible for security of the patient and your staff? Who reviews patient notes and what do they review? If you feel that you need to detain them, how do you do this safely and compliantly? Goodness me, it's complicated, isn't it? And remember, this is just one patient in one of your hospital departments. Registering as a mental health provider and therefore becoming subject to all of the regulatory, inspection and compliance requirements that such a registration entails is only part of the solution. The bigger one, it strikes me, is who takes responsibilities for decisions taken about such patients. The good news is there are good people amongst us who are trailblazing the response to all of this, designing pathways, processes and reports that address the key element of keeping everyone as safe as can reasonably be achieved. They are the metaphorical style menders, post fixers and gatekeepers, doing what they need to do, not to tick a box on a form, but because they're committed to doing what is needed by the people they serve. I salute all of you and send my thanks and admiration. If any of you would like to pick the brains of the trailblazers in the West Midlands with whom I spoke, please drop me a line, jwilkes@ihm.org.uk, and I'll be delighted to link you. Stay safe, stay strong, and thank you for the brilliant work you're all doing. Bye-bye.